safeties, MD and McMillan, they could play better, and I think they both would tell you that. You know, really playing without Morgan, you know, is something that you know you have to deal with through you know a season, and just in his particular case, it really not playing with Morgan wasn't as big as a factor of really Morgan practicing Wednesday and Thursday with the intent of playing. You know, I just think that with these guys making the shift Friday, you know, things weren't as clean as you probably would like. I think it kind of carried over to the game. We were probably a step slower than we needed to be in anticipation on some of the routes. 49ers did a heck of a job in the passing game, but as far as matching particular routes and breaking on the ball, you know, we looked to improve in that area.
Were they okay communication-wise without Morgan?
Yeah, communication was I'd say okay. We did not. This was not our best game as far as the sharpness, particularly on defense and special teams. So that'll be a major emphasis for us this week.
Probably too early to say how he's what his status is for next week. I mean,
say that again.
Is it too early to say anything about how he's coming along?
I think we're gonna have an update for you on Wednesday.
Mike, what did you see from Johnny Jolly that led to him starting, and were you expecting him to play as many snaps as he
did? I thought Johnny did some good things, particularly in base, and you know, there's some things he needs to work on, alignment, a couple things in special teams that he needs to do a better job of. But you know, it was good to get Johnny back out there. I know a couple of our guys, particularly our younger guys, you know, really just didn't handle the start of the game particularly well. So it was a great atmosphere for us. We wish we'd have played better. I thought we played through adversity throughout the game. You know, to get the lead there at 28-24, and then really the last 8 minutes of the game is probably our biggest disappointment as a team. So we need to learn from that. We looked at that sequence, you know, as a football team, and you know, it'll be emphasis for us as we move into Washington.
Mike, what do you think got the running game going there in the fourth quarter on that one drive?
Well, I just, you know, execution. We didn't execute very well to start the game. I don't particularly like the way we started on offense, especially the first series. Just the second play was poor on a number of different fronts as far as people, you know, basically doing their assignment. But I just say the execution and the run blocking unit. I thought our guys, as the game went on, they got stronger. And Eddie Lacy was a lot more comfortable in the second half than he was in the first half.
Mike, what factored into your decision to take that penalty? Did you think they would go for it on fourth and one and you wanted to move them back? Can you kind of go through that?
The conversation on the penalty, frankly, the spot of the ball, we have a spotter on both sides of the ball for the coordinator, the play caller. On the spot of the ball, we thought that Gore actually had gotten the first down, so it was, you know, fourth and inches, and that was part of my decision to go to the third and six.
Mike, your impressions of Ross returning kicks, his decisions to take them out, were there breakdowns?
It wasn't a great day for us in the kickoff return phase, and, you know, decision-making was part of it. I thought our kickoff return blocking unit did not do a very good job, and we will do a better job of that this week.
How did Bakhtiari grade out at left tackle?
David played well. He did a lot of good things. I was impressed with his first start.
Did you talk to the league at all about the refereeing mistake on those offsetting penalties and the way the downs messed that up? How does that work?
Yes, had an opportunity to talk to, you know, the head of officials today. Just went through the sequence of it. And I think it's like anything. It's about communication, the process of communication, so accountability, things like that. So,
did they also explain to you, Mike, that they didn't think Staley should have been flagged?
Correct. We talked about the whole play.
Mike, what did you think of the whole thing?
I thought it was a bad decision by Clay. I think he was overzealous, and I know he left his feet. And, you know, playing hard. So I think it's football. I think much is blown out, you know, it's blown out of proportion. Clay played very well in the game. That was probably his, you know, one of his couple of bad plays.
Was he fortunate, in your opinion, not to get ejected? Because it looked like he may have thrown a punch there.
You know, that's really for the officials to. I mean, it's football. It's pro football. I mean, it's there's a lot of things that go on during the course of the day, during the course of any game, that you can sit here and go back and forth over. I'm not a referee, have no desire to be a referee. So they do the best job they can. Game's about the players. Frankly, the officials and the coaches need to get out of the way. So, and that's what we try to focus on.
Do you feel better about your offensive tackles after Sunday?
Yes, I do. I thought Don and David played, you know, they played well. So, tough environment, good football team. So it was a great test. I mean, we have a lot of respect for both their whole defensive line, the way they're coached. The outside linebackers are, you know, both premier players. So it was a great test for those guys.
Like, what did you think you got out of your pass rush from your down linemen, especially in the dime with Dayton and Mike? Was that a function of trying to keep Kaepernick contained?
Really depends on the call. I mean, obviously schematically what you're trying to do, whether it's a jet rush or, a bowl of mirror and those types of things. So, I mean, there was wins and there was losses. So they threw for a lot of yards. They had too much production on us offensively.
Did you feel you guys made enough adjustments on Bolden now looking back 24 hours later and he just kept making plays? Or how do you view the production he had?
I commented after the game, I know two big plays that he made. He was on the touchdown and on the third down play. He was doubled, so good throw and catch there. We missed a tackle on the touchdown. The fourth and two, I mean, you just got to keep playing. It's an out of the pocket. It's an extended play. Both teams, both offenses did a very good job of extending plays throughout the game, and both offenses were productive extended plays. I think we had four explosive games. I think they had two, but, they had more converted first down. So extended plays is something that's, I think they coach. I know we coach it, and they do a good job of. So he's a very good player. Had a huge day.
Mike, from a pure running standpoint, what would you have wanted Eddie Lacy better early in the game?
Excuse me?
What would you have wanted Eddie Lacy? What did he do poorly in the early aspect of the game?
You go to the first run, I'm not going to get in here and get grades. So I'm not going down that path with you this year. So Eddie needs his details work. So whether it's the runs, protection, our young guys were, it was their first game, and he was one of them. So I don't say he was nervous, but he just needs to clean some things up. He's young. It's the first time really playing in a no-huddle type situation, going that fast. We have a lot on his plate. For him to be a three-down player, I've answered the question continuous through training camp. My goal for him is to be a three-down player and to keep him in there and keep him playing. Because when he's in there, he's a fine young football player. But the details, and that's the difference between winning and losing this league.
How would you assess your no huddle?
Up and down. All four drives were significant, as far as the length of them. Our field position was poor. Pretty much most of the day, we didn't do a very good job in the return game. I didn't have any takeaways on defense. So with that, the offense was able to go the length of the field all four times. I mean, 28 points from a production standpoint. You want to be above 25, but we had too many three and outs. That's where we were critical of ourselves.
Mike, Josh had three penalties in the second quarter there. Were there any similarities in those? Are there some adjustments he has to make?
Well, I mean, penalties, anytime you have a penalty, particularly a combative penalty such as holding, you look at the fundamentals. So whether it's hand placement, a couple of them, they're tough calls. Defensive lineman's reaction to being blocked has something to do with it. So Justin Smith's a very good football player, and it's Josh's really first opportunity going against him primarily. And I think he'll definitely learn from it.
You've talked in the past, it takes a few weeks for a team's identity to kind of establish itself. Mm-hmm. What do you expect out of your guys when they come back to work on Wednesday after this?
Basically one of the messages I told them, I was telling them about my experience I had as a young coach, and it was a veteran football team. And one of the things that the veterans used to echo to the rookies was, you get paid for Monday through Saturday. Sundays are for free, and we need to do a better job Monday through Saturday and make sure we're sharp and ready to go for Washington.
When you you've coached a lot of rivalry games before. Now you got 15 games before you could even possibly see these guys again. But you got Harbaugh basically calling your star defensive player a dirty player today. How do you view where things are between these two teams?
Well, I can only tell you what goes on the field. I have no idea what his intent is. Clay Matthews is not a dirty player by no means. I addressed Harbaugh's comments in the team meeting, and as always, we'll stay above it.